use that. All right. Please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Begin reading at verse number 15 down to verse 21. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to young Timothy. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Verses 20 and 21 will be our main verses. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. We have here the Apostle Paul speaking to his young preacher in the faith, the young Timothy, who is now the pastor of Ephesus. And in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul is giving pictures of what the Christian life should be like. He goes from soldiers, he goes down to farmers and husbandmen. But right here he addresses vessels, and he says they're in a great house. In this great house, he is talking about the church house, and that in the church house, there are vessels of gold and silver and also wood and earth, and these vessels are either ones to honor and dishonor. Well, the ones that are to honor are the ones that are gold and silver, and the ones that are to dishonor are the wood and earth. And I like to say this, is that we need vessels of honor in our church. You see, in verse 21, Paul gives the formula. He gives the formula and the steps into being a vessel of honor. And we need vessels of honor in our churches. We don't need any more vessels of dishonor that just cause strife and they cause issues and they cause the church just to wreak havoc and they cause strife in our churches. We need vessels of honor. And every Christian, if you follow these four things in verse 21, can be a vessel unto honor. And that he says, if a man therefore purge himself from these. Well, what are these? He says he purged himself. He said, you go look back at verse 17, and it says that there are these men named Hymenaeus and Philetus. Well, these men named Hymenaeus and Philetus, these are vessels of dishonor. These are men that do not bring honor to the name of God, but they bring dishonor to the name of God. Why do they do that? Because they overthrow the faith of some. So whenever he says you need to purge yourself from these, he's basically saying you need to separate yourself from Christians that are dishonorable Christians to God. You need to get away from their influence. You need to get away from the atmosphere that they bring. You need to get away from the mindset that they put on our churches, and that these men are not good men in the church. They may be saved men. They may be men that have been sanctified in the blood of Jesus Christ, but these men are not bringing honor to God in the church. We all know people in our churches. We got a list in our head where we got people in our head. These are saved people, and these are people I think that are saved, but they come to church. We all have people in our head like that. He says you need to sanctify, you need to purge yourself, and you need to separate yourself. And here's the thing, if you study the very first place where separation comes up in the Bible, the word separation does not come up when a saved person is supposed to separate himself from a sinner, but it's Lot and Abraham. When a saved person is supposed to separate himself from a saved person, you'll have to separate yourself more from saved people than lost people. Because here's the thing, a lot of them are not established in the faith, and they overthrow the faith of some. You need to be established in the Scriptures, because there's going to be some church members where they may come to church, they may be saved, but they are not contributing to the church. Next, you need to be sanctified. That word sanctified means to be set apart. But you're not set apart to yourself, you are set apart to God. And basically it says in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. You see, every Christian should live a sanctified life. We should want to live a clean life, because here's the thing. This is a vessel. This is a utensil that God wants in his house. And God's not going to use a dirty vessel. God's not going to use a vessel that's not clean. We need to be sanctified. We need to be set apart from the world. But look at this. And he says, and met for the master's use. That the master there, he's the master of the great house. What is the great house? The great house is the church. Well, who's the master? It is Jesus Christ, who's head over the church. Well, I usually don't use the Greek, but that word met carries the idea, figuratively or literally, of a wife contributing to the usefulness of her husband. So what does that mean? It basically means this. God has established the home as the man, as the head over the home, and the wife as the helpmate. And basically what he's saying right here is Jesus Christ is the head over the church. He is the head over this house. And to be a vessel in the honor, you need to be contributing. You need to be helping the work that the master is doing in the house. You need to be in line with it. You need to go with it. And you do not need to just cause strife and cause division in the house. You need to be contributing to it. You know how you spot a vessel of dishonor? They're not contributing to the house of God. They do not contribute. They dishonor the name of God. And to be honest with you, you just wish sometimes they wasn't even a part of your church. I mean, let's just be real. But he even says right here that these people, in verse 16, for they increase unto more ungodliness. These people, they speak and they use vain babblings, and it just increases to more ungodliness. But the last thing, we need to be separated from vessels of dishonor. We need to be sanctified. We need to be met for the master's use, but also prepared unto every good work. You see, if you're a vessel of honor, you're a vessel that God wants to use. You need to understand is that there are vessels, everyone's a vessel of God. Everybody belongs to God. But here's the thing, though. The text says, if a man... It's not a guarantee whether or not you're going to be a vessel of honor or dishonor. You need to work at that. How can you do that? You can be prepared unto every good work. You are ready to do what God wants you to do unto every good work, whether it's going to the mission field or whether it's scrubbing toilets. It does not matter. It's a good work. Every work is good. It does not matter if you are a preacher or a Sunday school teacher. You matter in the church house, and you should be ready. You should be prayed up. You should be studied up. You should be willing to say, God, I do not care what it is you want me to do. I will do it. We need vessels of honor. We don't need any more vessels of dishonor. We need to show the world that we are men and women of honor. In the church house, we need to show them that we belong to God, and by doing that, we honor Him. By being a vessel of honor, we need vessels of honor in our church house.